Hey, thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You can listen any old time you want by going to npr.org/Bryant Park. Bill Wolf, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Are you stretching out? Are you limber? Are you ready to ramble?
I limbered up a little earlier. I feel pretty good.
All right.
Some soreness in my joints, but I'm ready to go.
All right, we'll take it easy on you for this first day. Tomorrow, I can't promise. Let's ramble.
Well, Allison, you talk about 60 and swinging. Britain has opened its first playground for the Silver Set. Yes, old people. The playground in Damhead Park features a ski walker, the swinger, and the old favorite, the seesaw. It's designed to provide gentle exercise for the over 65 set, but they still need to be careful. Two women spent too much time in the bucket seats of the senior seesaw than they didn't intend to spend so much time, and they left that exercise machine with strained knees, overworked hips, so don't expect to see anyone here hanging off the monkey bars just yet. And beware of the over 65 playground bully.
I can imagine that. There's a great picture. Look at this picture. It's from the Times Online. I think we're going to link in through to it. It's two people of a certain age, shall we say, on a seesaw, looking pretty psyched about it.
It was fun then. I bet it's fun now.
All right. It is the 50th anniversary of the day the U.S. entered the space race. Tape, please.
Time. Late evening, Friday, January 31st, 1958, in a blockhouse at Kannapolis. The countdown to Explorer 1.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. By command.
By command.
By command.
The successful launch of the Explorer 1 was the beginning of half a century of spaceflight for the United States. I think we need to have news reporters who announce like that the space exploration now. Ready to go on the launch pad.
Yeah,
well. I love that.
Don't hold your breath.
All right. The launch came 4 months after the Soviet Union launched Sputnik in October of 57. The first American attempt in December. Apparently, that had been a really embarrassing failure. It shut down a few feet from the launching pad, collapsing, exploded on the few folks who were watching on TV live. Now, an engineer who worked on the Explorer said, at the time, we didn't know a great deal, but we felt comfortable that we could put something up, and we liked the difference between our satellite and Sputnik.
Who
happy anniversary.
Who won the space race? Russia?
We did.
The Soviet Union was first. We got into orbit.
We did.
We got to the moon.
I'm USA. An American.
All right. I'm going to call it a draw, and we're going to settle it that way. How's that sound? It gave us the right stuff, a great book, and the all-time best guy movie.
It is a good movie.
For years now, doctors have told us to slather on the sunscreen before heading to the beach. But now, another group of scientists says it might not be the best thing for the plant life of the ocean. It turns out that four commonly found sunscreen ingredients can awaken dormant viruses in the algae that live inside coral species.
That sounds like the beginning of a horror movie. It awakened the viruses, and then they spread.
I'm going to get to work on that screenplay. The chemicals cause the viruses to replicate until the algae explodes and spills viruses into the seawater.
The story's getting better.
Yes, a new study of the effects of sunscreen exposure found that even low levels of sunscreen could activate the algae viruses and completely bleach coral in just 4 days. But some scientists are disputing the findings, of course, because the coral was exposed to the sunscreen inside a plastic bag and wasn't filtered through the water. Researchers estimate that 4,000 to 6,000 metric tons of sunscreen wash off swimmers and into the oceans worldwide. Some environmentally sensitive beaches around the world require swimmers and snorkelers to wear biodegradable sunscreen, Allison.
All right, in the States, this happened apparently in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, she found out the hard way that a crowbar in your pants, not so easy to hide.
No pun intended.
Jennifer Hunt was spotted by police officers in a church parking lot.
Talk about
Saturday
this
morning.
Story's getting better.
She said, you know, I just need to use the restroom. But she was walking to her car to get her ID, and then the crowbar just dropped out of her pants.
It happens more than you think, Allison.
You know, we should go to YouTube and find out. The officer at the scene, the attending officer, said he also found a screwdriver on Ms. Hunt and saw pry marks on the church door. Screwdriver, crowbar in your pants.
Hmm.
Yes, she has been charged with possession of burglary tools.
Wow. From one perspective, anyway.
And that's The Ramble. You can find these stories and so much more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.
Or are you just glad to see me?